World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Good Friday morning. I got to tell you something. I feel like I am I'm at the end of about a three-week sprint, stretch, marathon, whatever it is. Praise the Lord, we made it through it. All hands on deck. Gone to Oregon. My brother's family coming in. They all left this morning. I'm not rejoicing that they left. But I said to my wife, as they left this morning about... They pulled out about 6:30 this morning to go to the airport. And it was great to have them and all of that stuff. But I rolled over and I looked at my wife today and it's just me and her. And she said, you know, folks, I'm not complaining. Don't take this wrong. Okay. I'm just giving a big sigh of relief here. Think back when we started All Hands on Deck. When was that? The 14th, I think it was. All Hands on Deck. And I'd done something the week before. All Hands on Deck, then we do All Hands on Deck, and then I went to Oregon, and I get back from Oregon, and I got a house full of relatives, and my Michelle just kind of said this morning, she said, I'm so tired. And hey, we got the 4th of July coming up, right? Holy smokes, what a time to be alive. God bless you all. Thanks for joining us here this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, and I want to let everyone know, appreciate all your prayers. Some of you have been praying. Some of you haven't been praying. It doesn't matter, but I want you to know that we are closing on that property today at 1230, at 1235 today. That dream property next door to us is going to be in our possession, and we're going to step back and we're going to see what the Lord is going to do up on Sky High. If you've watched this show for any length of time, you know that I'm against building big edifices and big churches and getting yourself into a situation where you get locked in on debt and you can't do ministry because you got so much debt you got to take care of. I mean, you do ministry, but it's fake ministry and you lie to people and you don't tell them the truth because you have to build the crowd and get big numbers in to be able to pay all of your bills. And I said, I am never going to do that. And I give you my word, I'm never going to do that. We do have this remarkable piece of property that's come into to our possession. And I'm leaning heavily on you guys. The same guys who went down to Panama City and helped cut up trees and took skid steers and all that stuff down there. I need you here in Hebron, Ohio. And we're going to plan a day of a work week. I want somebody to get some time off of work, whether it even just be a weekend to come and spend a weekend with us here. And we'll do some repair on the property. We'll do some cleanup on the property. We'll go out on the boat. We'll swim. We'll sit around and tell stories and we'll open up the Bible. And we'll just have real church camp for adults, men and women. We got to pull up carpet. We got to paint walls. We got to trim. We got a lot of stuff that we got to do. And I'm counting on you, counting on my brothers in the Lord to come and help us do it. But the good news is today's the day. Today's the day. Boy, it's been a runaround. And I can sit down and tell you the story. That property, the Lord laid it, some of you know, laid it on my heart about over two years ago. And I've been ups and downs and yeses and noes. And four different times I closed the door on that property. I said, well, Lord, I guess it's not supposed to be. Four different times. And the fifth time the door opened, as my grandson David said, the Lord will open doors and you'll walk through them. And we walked through them. And today will be the culmination of that. So time to rejoice, I guess. Think about the headache, the burden out there, and what that ministry center can become is a pretty exciting thing. This is This is Friday, the 28th. I got some stuff I want to talk about. It's Flea Flicker Friday. You know, I haven't really had one of those in a while, and I really do want to have one of those. But I want to. I got to touch bases on a few things here as we get going. Number one, is Mike Heath in here today? Because if he is, Mike Heath, I want you to talk about two different things. I didn't even. He's not in there. I thought I saw. Just as we were going, I thought I saw him.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Right.
Thanks, Mike. Two things I want you to do real quick, Mike. And then Matt Saskavich, I think I got that right. We'll talk a little bit about the Equal Justice Tour. We'll lay that on the table as well. Folks, when I got into the queue today, man, they were screaming and hollering in the queue, barking back and forth. So I'll try to bring some of that life to us as well. Mike, number one, talk to us about how did your marriage event go in Washington, D.C.? Marriage God's way.
Coach, it was incredible. It was so awesome to be there. As I wrote in my column this morning, I could think of no place on earth I would rather have been on my 37th wedding anniversary than on the steps of the Supreme Court.
That's a mouthful.
Attacking those black robe justices.
All right, brother. There you go.
We're in the fight of our lives, Coach. And that decision, that Obergefell versus Hodges decision, is more diabolical and wicked than Roe v. Wade. And
I want to stop you a second right there. It was a 5-4 decision. Five folks, can I tell you this? Unelected judges gave us Obergefell 5-4 and overturned the constitutions. I believe it was 38 different states who'd already protected marriage in their constitution. If that's not tyranny, I don't know what it is. It was 4 years ago on a Thursday. Go ahead, Mike.
And as an example of how we're winning, the media was there. The mainstream media was all set up. I guess there was a ruling on censorship that day.
Yeah.
And Peter LaBarbera brilliantly set up our rally banner and our loudspeakers right next to CNN and MSNBC or whatever. I mean, we were practically crowding into their space. And there was 100 feet of the mainstream media all set up there. And they managed to completely and arrogantly ignore us. And we were the only thing going on the Supreme Court steps. We were the only rally that was really that had any sort of presence.
No bias in the media, huh? No bias.
And they managed to absolutely arrogantly ignore us. All I could think is, This is Romans 1 playing out. I mean, the delusion is so obvious.
It is.
Here we are making national news with four or five people who used to be homosexual, who aren't anymore, shouting their testimony from the rooftops with a loudspeaker so loudly that the lamestream media stars had to move away from their equipment. I loved it. It was wonderful to be there.
You know, I said this weekend to my brother Joe, we were having a discussion.
I think my computer froze.
Gosh. What's that? Okay, I'm sorry. It's my call. Is to be a thorn in the flesh, an antagonist to the God haters. And I'm like you, Mike. I hate to say this. I enjoy it. You know, that's how I know it's of the Lord. The Lord's weights are not burdensome. His yoke's not heavy.
Amen.
And when I go out on the streets and I confront these things, it flows so easily from me. It makes me feel so Christian that I know it's in the will of God. I know that.
Coach, yes. that feeling, that realization is rising in me so much every single day. I was so honored to be there to greet and have Christian fellowship for a few moments with Ron Brock and to be able to only one couple came. You know, I advertised this thing for months, and the church is so wicked that they managed to completely ignore what I was inviting them to do for the past 2 months. And Larry and Gail Richardson were there. Larry had to push her. Now, Coach, you've been to Washington, D.C. You know what a nightmare it is. To get in. He found a campground for $13 a night, Larry did, and some down around Quantico. And he drove in, and the metro stop was closed, but he didn't quit. Just like the soldier he is, he found a bus, or I don't know what he did, but rickshaw, I don't know. And he wheelchaired his wife, Gail, and brought his granddaughter and Reb, and they made it. And they were late, but they made it. They got to the Supreme Court. They've been married over 50 years, and Polly and I were able to honor he and Gail in front of the Supreme Court.
Praise the Lord.
Go to my Facebook page, Michael Heath, and you can see what we did there. It's what a blessing.
It is, it's a great battle that we have to fight. Stay right there, Mike, because I want to take you in another direction here real quickly. It's a great battle that we have to fight, fellas, guys and girls, and it's the apathy of the church. The church is so unbelievably apathetic. And, you know, I don't know how to say this in the right, because Mike, you used the word evil regarding the church, whatever that thing is. That's a terrible thing to say about those who call that, as Larry would say, that satanic social club, the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. If it was the body of Christ, it's paralyzed.
Yes.
It's a paralyzed body of Christ. There's no function at all. And all the destruction that we see going on around us, everything, folks, that you see going on around us is being done with the permission of the local church. Everything. Everything is... Folks, we had a Supreme Court decision come down where they're not even allowed to ask on a census, on the U.S. census, not even allowed to insert a question, are you a U.S. citizen? And the Supreme Court, 5-4, upheld that. You cannot ask whether or not they're... Now, John Roberts, right? Talk about somebody compromised. John Roberts, he lined up with the four libs, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who I wonder if she's even alive, 5-4. So we're in the midst of tyranny, and we are going to have to, if you think you can hide your way through what's coming down the road, then the point I made yesterday, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I go to bed every night and I lay down my head on my pillow in the wonderful life that I have, my beautiful wife and my grandchildren and everything that's going on in my life. I'm not making this up. Every night when I lay my head down, I wonder, is this the night that black limo shows up? Is this the night? Is this the night? And I don't want that black limo coming to my house. I don't want them performing some type of raid on my home. And I'm smart enough to know that the more I jab Hillary, the more likely that becomes. I understand that. Wasn't it Charles Schumer said they have 7 ways from Sunday to 6 ways from Sunday to be able to get you? I understand all that. But I was overwhelmed this weekend with all, when we had that party for my brother on Tuesday evening, all the little Dobbies, all the little Dobby grandchildren, they were everywhere. These little human beings that have come from my mother and my father's lineage, Michelle and her dad's, all these little people, they were everywhere. And I don't know how you could sit there in the midst of that and not feel some type of moral obligation to do whatever you can to protect the future of these children. What is wrong with us? What's wrong with us? I don't know. There's a fog. There's a delusion. There's something over the American church. I don't know, man. Hey, folks. They're coming into our public libraries, and they're teaching our children transgenders. Okay, I'm going to go there right now, Jared. Hey, Mike, don't go away because I'm coming back. Hey, Jared, go to Drag Queen Growl. I don't know if you guys saw this. And the only reason I want to show this to you this morning is this is going on in our public libraries, paid for by Christians, and they're in. It's just amazing. You know what's amazing? It's amazing not only that pastors permit it, but the Christian fathers permit it. It's absolutely amazing that there's no up. Every time we raise up and push back, we win. Every time. These things are being shut down all across America. But to understand this, as David Arthur would say, they're not having these drag queen reading hours in nursing homes. They're after the young kids. And we don't get it. And if they're after the young kids, don't we have a moral obligation to try to protect those young kids? Now, I hope you're sitting down. This is about 30-some seconds of this drag. This is, Jared, can you find the video? I think this is it. Well, hey, Jared, let's do this. Jared, go back there right underneath it. I put right under that same link, I put Facebook. And it's just the video itself. It's just the video on this guy's Facebook page. Folks, this is, here it is. You watch this. This is going on in America's public libraries. Now, first of all, you know this is a man, all right? This isn't a woman. Remember they told us that they just wanted to literature and putting on makeup. And I want you to, when you watch this thing, I want you to listen to people in the background laughing and clapping. We have lost our stinking minds. Go ahead, Jared. It's only 45 seconds. We lost our stinking mind. And the church's only response to this is to try to get those people saved. They just need Jesus. Give me a stinking break. Somebody comment real quick. And Mike, you stay where you are. I want to talk about Global Star real quick. Go ahead.
Coach, they need a beating. They need a beating. Get away from our kids. We had enough of it. Get away from our kids. I better not see any of you freaks at any libraries I can get to. I'm serious. Really,
what is that spirit? Where are Christian men standing at the door saying, you come here one more step and you try to influence my children with that mess right there? It'd be better for you, the scripture says, if they put a millstone around your neck and threw you into the deepest part of the ocean than to mislead even one of these little ones that believe in me. Hey, fathers, pastors, that's our responsibility. It's our responsibility to not let them get to our children. Yet there is absolutely no outrage about it. Somebody else. It doesn't matter. You don't have to come in. It doesn't matter. It's just crazy.
Slam full of devils, Coach. They're just slam full of devils. There's not enough men filled with the Holy Ghost to go do anything about it. That's the problem.
We need to raise those men up. And see, hey, Alan, every time I talk this way, then the FBI visits, right? Every time. Hey, why? Hey. Because the government's on the side of the devil. That's why.
Hey, Coach.
That's it. That's it.
Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, you know, you said a while ago that the church's only response is, hey, we just got to get them saved. That's all. We just got to get them saved. That's all. Well, yep. Insanity is doing the same thing you've been doing and expect a different result. The way the church has been evangelizing, if the way they have been supposedly increasing the numbers in the body of Christ was working, we wouldn't be where we're at.
No, we wouldn't.
They've been trying that strategy for decades and decades and decades now. In fact, if you just get people saved and you don't make provisions for them to go on and learn to be disciples, you ain't done nothing.
I want you to ask yourself this. I'm looking how many we got in here today. We got 41 in the queue today. And those of you who are listening, we have more than 41 people listening, okay? But there are 40 people who are actively involved in the queue here today. And I want you to ask yourself, hey, Carla, you ask yourself this. And David, you ask yourself this. And Gail, you ask yourself this. And Joseph, and going down through Linda, you guys ask yourself this. In the church that you go to, the church that you attend, can you tell me the last public outreach they did in any form? I'm going to listen. Other than an ice cream social, can someone tell me anything the church you attend did anything in regards to anything in the culture fighting against darkness and evil? I'm going to wait. I'm going to open it up and somebody tell me what they've been doing at their church.
Ours is abortion, Coach.
What they've been doing?
We've been going over to other churches trying to recruit other churches to help us with this abortion.
Okay, Joseph, you must be part of a real body of believers. Anybody else? Can anybody else give me one?
Coach Dave.
Yeah.
John Diamond here from Washington, D.C.
Hey, John. How you doing, man?
Good, brother. I'm here at the Faith and Freedom Coalition banquet trying to pass along the old appeal to heaven divine justice message to a lot of people. And a lot of people are lot of the laymen that I'm speaking to here are really, really loving it. They're looking for some leadership. They're looking for a strategy that's going to work. And we're all onto something. And as I sat here and listened to you and Mike and everybody else, here's what the idea that I got when I was kind of standing here getting dressed. When you have a football team, there are different members of that football team. Your offensive line practices together. Your defense practices together. Your wide receivers, your quarterbacks, they are all out there just practicing together on their given thing. But at one point in time, that team comes together, organized and unified, to go back and destroy the enemy. And I believe what I just heard you say about the Equal Justice Tour, what I heard Mike Heath just say about marriage in D.C., God is raising up all these ministries to take this thing back. And it's just amazing. We don't need 80 billion people. We need a handful of committed believers who understand the divine order, who understand. And if you think about it, the appeal to heaven, the cry for divine justice, it's kind of generic, but it applies to basically any injustice that is happening in the world. So when I speak to abortion people, why do we have Roe v. Wade? Or why do we have abortion? Roe v. Wade, why didn't we appeal it? What do you mean? Because they don't have any theological understanding that there's a judge that outranks the Supreme Court. When I listen to Mike Heath, why do we have the Overfield? Why do we have homosexuality? Well, Overfield, why didn't we appeal that? Why do we have separation of church and state? Supreme Court, why didn't we appeal that? The Appeal to Heaven flag and the Appeal to Heaven book and the Appeal to Heaven movement, I just signed my contract with TBN. So hopefully we're going to be getting some big national attention here. I signed it yesterday, Friday. We have the thing that I think is so powerful about this Appeal to Heaven flag is the homosexuals had a flag, which basically is like the Tower of Babel. They raised it up, symbolizing their rebellion to God. We're trying to get all these organizations to raise this Appeal to Heaven flag to represent and raise up Christ, raise up our appeal to heaven, that we want a biblically legitimate government, God, government, citizens. There, I mean, if you go to the book of Isaiah, it says, you know, they declare their sin as Sodom and they do not hide it. Why is it the Christian church is hiding Christ in the four walls of the church when these drag queens are out there raising up these flags over government buildings, over libraries, over schools? We need this appeal to heaven to be raised up over government buildings. We need to raise it up over libraries, over school buildings, over our own homes. There is going to be a mass divide before Christ comes. This world is polarizing into two groups. So I just want to thank God for what you're doing, for what Mike's doing, for all these other groups. But we do need that one unifying thing. And I think the Appeal to Heaven flag does that for us. It allows all these ministries not to give up their ministries because people are very productive, you know, protective of their ministries. Now, you're not, of course. You put people in anytime they want to jump in. Same with Mike and the same with Bradley Dean and Mike Spalding. All the people that we're fellowshipping with and don't have that protective, this is our kingdom. We have that round table mentality that Christ is the king and we're working together. So I just wanted to throw that in. I'm getting ready to go down to the conference and pass out more of these Appeal to Heaven cards. And I look forward to talking with you maybe more next week before we go out there to New York.
God bless you, John. Amen. I appreciate it. And folks, listen, same thing. I'm going to say the exact same thing. If you are a pastor of the church and you are not regularly doing some type of prophetic ministry in your community, then you're missing the mark, brother. I'm not saying you're not a good pastor. I'm not saying you're not a good congregation. If the evil in your city is not aware of your church, you are missing the mark. I'm telling you. If the local library in your city isn't aware of your church and your opposition to it, you're missing the mark. And it's sad that what we have to do is we have to congregate. We have to go far and wide to find godly men and women who want to fight and do something about it because there is no leadership in the local church. That's it. Hey, you can argue with me all you want. Argue with me all you want. It's not church leaders that are out fighting at the Supreme Court. It's not church leaders. Church leaders are calling Republicans. That's what they're doing. They're calling Republicans and they're calling their overseers and they're deciding how they can best. I don't even know what they're doing, okay? I don't even know. But we're the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And he said, nobody takes a candle and hides it inside a building. Nobody does that. And I'm going to promise you this, that there will be conflict. Jesus was known as the rock of offense. We are to be Christ-like. We are to take on the forces of darkness, not to run from them, not to hide from them, not to tolerate them. We are to take on the forces of darkness. We are told to have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And if you're a pastor at a church and you go to a church and they are never exposing the unfruitful works of darkness, if they never step outside the four walls of that building, they are missing the mark, and I'm not even sure they're a church. That's my two cents worth. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Somebody come on in.
It's my eerie city council meeting video.
Coach.
Vic.
If someone comes to your house, before they come into the house, they go out there, and if you have dogs, you have cows, and they roll on all that dung out there in the yard, and then they kind of get up, and they don't even shake off, and then they come to your house, they knock. And they want to come in. Well, you tell them the church says, "Oh yes, come in, please, please, come right in." Mm-hmm. You know what? They come up to my house. No, you can't come into my house. Oh my you God. Can't come in there, all dung filled. We're gonna wash you down. We're gonna make you ask for forgiveness, and we're gonna ask you to repent and reconcile all your sins and get that dung off of you. And you're not coming into my house until you do that.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir. Amen, Vic.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to say you had asked a question, what's my church doing? Basically, my church is doing everything they can possibly for the kingdom, for Jesus Christ. And my church is right here.
Amen. Amen, buddy. I scratch my head, Serge. I'm thinking, man, where's he gone? Where's he gone? And see, hey. Not only that, when we step out into the streets, it's that thing that Larry calls that satanic social club. That's they think we're freaks. How did we get in the point in America where preaching the gospel in the streets of America is freakish? That you're a radical. It just shows you where we are, folks. It just shows us where we are. I want to show you a couple other things that popped up here. Jared, go to down at the bottom. It says Homo Streets. Homo Streets. Glenn sent this to me. This is unbelievable. You say, Coach, you're all over that homo thing. No, I'm over the spirit of darkness. Trying to open your eyes to the spirit of darkness and understand what's going on. That they're coming after your children. And if we don't wake up and push back here soon, we will no longer have a nation that we're going to be able to live in and we're going to be able to survive in, because their goal is to get rid of. So here it is. Glenn sent me this. Dallas, Texas approves rainbow crosswalks in historic LGBT. Look at this. Pull that picture up there, Jared. Center that a little bit better. Hey, folks, the rainbow belongs to the Lord. That belongs to the Lord. That was his idea. And that thing's been stolen. And can you imagine if we went to the city government, the churches went to the city government and demanded what? Crosses put everywhere? We demanded the pictures of Jesus put everywhere? But no. We can cut down. We can have our... It's unbelievable. 2%. 2% of the population are homo. 2%. Now, Jared, click on the POW flag. That's the next thing, because I don't know how many of you saw this. You say, Coach, I want you to talk about Jesus. Well, yeah, I want to talk about Jesus. I am talking about Jesus, talking about the truth. And where we are, look at this. Maryland County building faces backlash for replacing the POW flag with pride flags. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's scroll down a little bit of that, Jared. Are there any pictures on this thing or not? They pulled down the POW flag, which is flown there forever, and they put the homo flag on it. Not only they put the homo flag, boys and girls, they put the homo flag above the American flag. You see that? See that? You suppose they had a march? You suppose the Christian pastors and churches, you suppose they came up with a march? See, there ought to be a march, just the fact that that's stinking homo flag's above the American flag.
You're anti-American. Don't you know our boys fought for the right to have a homo flag in our cemeteries? Come on.
Well, that's
stupid. You got David Platt, president of Southern Baptist Convention. That idiot. I used to think he was all right. He's out there saying we're to embrace it. We're to help them out with this LGBT, with Satan's alphabet. Listen, yeah. We got our hierarchy in the church, from the Catholic Church to the Baptist Church, whatever church you want to talk about. The hierarchy are all slammed full of the devil, Coach. That's the issue right there. It's all trickling down, and laymen sitting in the, and that's what they're doing. They're sitting in the pew. They're not throwing these tables over and running these bunch of scoundrels out.
Alan,
hang on a second. So since Alan's thrown that out there into what Serge called our congregation, just let me plant this thought out there. Have any of you called your 11 congressman yet?
I have. I'm gonna tell you, Coach, hang on one second. I'm gonna tell you what Alan's referring to is what I was yelling down there at Vineyard. It's all about revoice, bro. It's revoice. It's that cancer that's sneaking into the church. Well, it's not even sneaking in. It's kicking the door down. And it's coming in there, and it's bringing that faggotry and stuffing it down everybody's throat, whether you like to accept it or not. And you know what? They ain't stuffing it down my throat.
Hey.
Me either, Vic. They're of their father, the devil. And I didn't watch any of the Democratic debate, but I know two things about the Democratic debate. They want – they're for all types of abnormal sex, and they want to murder babies. And you tell me that's not the devil's team. If that ain't the devil's team, flying the devil's banner, I don't know what else. Come on in, somebody else.
Yeah, you know, Alan, you're absolutely right. It's the leadership of those things calling themselves churches. And we have to stop reinforcing the fact that they're called churches. We have got to start calling them what they are, and that's anything but churches. And also just those 11 House members and that one, or 10 House members and one senator, that we need to call our own representatives and tell them to join those 11.
Yeah, say, as Vic would say, we've had enough of the faggotry. We've had enough of it. We've had enough of it. Remember when they told, I just wanted to be accepted, right?
Hey, Larry, it's they are but churches with an extra T. They are but churches with an extra T.
Dang, Bud Packers.
I mean, we call them whatever it is, but we don't really seem to oppose it. We laugh about it. We talk about it. They're destroying our nation. That spirit is destroying our nation, and the church is nowhere. Somebody, was that Roger? Somebody tried to come in.
Hey, Coach, I just emailed you a video there. This comes from City Council where the news reported me opposing these homosexual things. If you want to pull your email up or have Jared do it, you get a chance, you can show that video.
All right, see what we can do here. Somebody else, come on in. Come on in. Or it's Flea Flicker Friday. Throw something else out there on the table if you want to. I'm so sick of it, man. I'm just so sick of it. Everywhere, every freaking where you look, it's homo. Homo, 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 homo. Now, hey, folks, come on. Come on. Let's smarten up here. Why is that so important to the devil? You think maybe we ought to ask that question? Why is that so important to the devil? Why is the devil so intent of all the things that he could tempt us with? Why homo?
Well, hey, Coach, I can tell you, Michael Jones lays this whole thing out. What happens is they want us to work for cheap, right? This happened in World War II, right? You got all the men into war, and then they put women into the workforce, so they lessen what they had to pay you because they had so many more people to use. And now they want to turn America into the gay disco. They want us to set cheap wages, and because we have cheap wages and we're not raising families, we can just go out and party at the gay disco all night.
Okay, Vinny, listen. You just went to government, okay? Listen. Government may have one plan. The devil's got another plan. The devil is merely using government. That's all the devil's doing.
I'm going to tell you, Coach, what I got is the devil's doing this because if he puts our attention on homosexuality, then marriage and procreation takes a seat below that. The attention is all on that. You can't procreate. You can't procreate.
Replenish the earth. Be fruitful, multiply.
It's genocide. It's genocide, Coach.
It is.
Amen. That's why he wants it. He wants to Amen. Destroy God's creation. It's straight up genocide.
Don't miss this, folks. Don't miss this.
Coach, it's Satan. The whole plan is that Satan wants to make a mockery of mankind. God's the most prized creation. He's wanting to make, just like Vic said, you can't procreate. And that's exactly what Satan's doing, making a mockery. And Jesus warned the church. Jesus warned the true salt and light in Luke 17, verse 28 through 30. That was the last warning he gave before everything goes to hell. And it was Satan's alphabet was going to be running rampant across the whole earth. And that's what we are witnessing right now. And Hussein Obama, Coach, Hussein Obama, he opened up the daggum hatch to this deal, bro.
Alan, that's a mic drop. That's a mic drop.
Yep. But don't ever lose this. And I had the conversation with, I think maybe it was Kathy a week or so ago, where I said, listen, folks, don't ever lose sight of the fact this is spiritual. This isn't political. This isn't governmental. This is spiritual. And it's because the devil is becoming far, far more aggressive. And the Christians are becoming less and less knowledgeable, less and less informed, less and less scripturally based. The devil's running rampant over it. We have churches and communities accepting this nonsense, accepting it. And they're accepting it because those of us who really carry the name of Christ, we don't stand up and say anything about it. We have to, man. We have to do it. Yes, sir.
Remember when Jesus was casting out those demons out of the man from Gadara, and the demons looked at Christ and said, hey, have you come to torment us before the time? They know what time it is. Satan knows what time it is, and that's why things are ramping up the way it is, because he's getting in a sense of fear. He knows this thing's wrapping up, and that's why Satan works in reverse. And that's why we're seeing everyone that's following him. We've sit back, me and you sit back and see these idiots, and we're like, man, these folks are running in reverse. Why? Because they're following Satan right down the pit.
Yeah, we're letting them get some traction. Somebody else, come on in. No?
Coach, this is Mike. Do you want me to talk about Global Star? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah, let's make that move on. And we got to talk about the Equal Justice Tour as well. It's all the same, folks. If you think that there's equal justice with the homos, you've lost your stinking mind. If you don't think that the homos have special rights, you have lost your stinking mind. They started out, they wanted equal rights. Remember, they just wanted to be able to live. That's all they just wanted to be able to live. That's all they wanted to do. And now they want to be in charge. And now we got one who's seriously being considered for president of the United States. We have a sexual deviant, an openly sexual deviant, who is governor of the state of Oregon, an openly sexual deviant. And say what you want to about Donald Trump and his adultery. And I don't condone his adultery. At least that's natural. Holy smokes. Come on in there, Mike. Talk about Global Star Radio Network and what's this little nugget that we've been missing out on.
Yeah, hey folks, we want to double down on Global Star Radio. We put throw a little money at that every month. And this, you know, I know Coach spends all of his money on his billion-dollar studio down there, so we don't have enough money to do any marketing. So, but anyway, we do throw a little bit at Global Star Radio, and we need your help because we want to find out who's listening via satellite. So if you could spread the word and their website, Jared, throw up their website, Global Star Radio. Apparently with satellite distribution, you need to turn to a particular frequency. The frequency is on the website. And what we need to know is who's listening via satellite. You have to pick it up off a dish or something. There's also a phone number there at Global Star Radio where you can tune into the show. But we are broadcast live all over the United States on a satellite. And so I wanted to say that real quick. The other thing I wanted to say is this gives us an opportunity to put the show on terrestrial radio stations, but we need your help to get on to terrestrial radio stations. Most terrestrial radio stations can pick the signal off this satellite signal. But if you have a local Christian radio station that you think might, or talk, it might be more like a talk radio station, secular talk station, that might be willing to air the show. So that's all I had, Coach.
Okay. And hey. So another week, folks, we've been on Global Star Radio Network for for a long time. For 3 years, we've been on Global Star Radio Network. We just haven't made people aware of that. And I know some people are listening there with the internet. Let's be honest. My brother in Azerbaijan can get in the queue. He can get in the queue in Azerbaijan. He said, where's that over by Iran? He can get in the queue through the internet. So we're trying to figure out Global Star Radio Network. Is it important for us? And how can we better make, and if maybe if you have a local little, like there's a couple little radio stations around here or in your local community, maybe you could go to your local radio guy and say, hey, listen, you can pick up Coach's Show. It's free. Because they're always looking for some kind of content. They may stick us at 3 a.m, but they're always looking for something. So just be aware that we're on that platform as well. Anybody have anything to add with that? We just wanted to make sure that you all were aware of it.
Coach, on that they have a Global Star 1, 3, and 5. So, you know, that's the most popular one would be Global Star 3, because that's where Alex Jones, Doug Hagman, that's where they hang on. But you have Global Star 1, and that's, I think, 24/7. They go like Scriptures for America with Pastor Pete Peters. And then on Global Star 5, that's where they have Jeff Frenz and some of his stuff. So okay. You just need to go there and look up the schedule.
We don't care about that, Vic. We don't care about that. We want our signal out there so little radio stations can pick it up. Okay, that's all I'm saying. God bless you, Vic. I don't mean to step on you, but I don't want to confuse the issue here. Right? I don't want to confuse the issue. Can I tell you where I find most of my stuff? I find the most of my stuff on YouTube, to be honest with you. I'm looking for a particular guy. I go on YouTube. He's probably on YouTube. So there, don't get caught up in the Global Star in this program and that program. You want to watch Jeff Frenz? Go ahead and Google Jeff Frenz. It'll probably come up on YouTube. So we're kind of the same way. We're in a transition in the world from radio, from turn on your radio in your car to turn on the phone to podcasts. We're in a revolution, and we want to make sure that we're heading in the right direction. The good thing about it is there aren't as many gatekeepers. For instance, Pastor Mike Spaulding picks up our show. I don't know if he picks it up off of Global Star, but there are other little radio stations around there that could, in fact, pick us up. Not everybody knows we're here. Not everybody gets up at 7 a.m. to listen to it. It's always CoachDaveLive.com. It's always there. But Global Star Radio Network is a way that other places are able to pick us up. Okay, cool. Excuse me. Had the burp. I got to show this real quick. Hey, Matt, I'm going to talk about equal justice here in a minute. Jared, click on Ohio PP. Good news, boys and girls. Good news. Good news. Ohio removes Planned Parenthood funding from budget. The what? Yeah, scroll down, Jared. $69 billion. Fox News reports the Ohio Senate passed a 2-year $69 billion budget last week with $1.5 million cut in funding to Planned Parenthood. They don't get that money anymore. And in fact, in Ohio, the budget also included $5 million for pregnancy resource centers. Five times what they have been getting in the past. So the worm is turning in Ohio, and it is turning other places. Let there be no doubt, no mistake, that we can and will win this abortion battle. But we have to get engaged. We have to take it seriously. We have to show up out on the streets. We have to call our congressman. We have to do all those things that we all hate to do. By the way, have you called your congressman yet? Have you called the congressman regarding Chappaqua? Have any of you done that yet? Have all of you dialed those 11 numbers? Have you? Recent updates? Have you done that? It's all right there.
And Trump is actually behind all this. He's the one saving his children. No other president beforehand has done that. So let's stop this whole beating about, Trump's not doing anything. Listen, no one did anything when JFK got his head blown off, did they? No one did anything when Reagan was shot. So what do you think he's got to deal with? So let's support him at least with that.
That's right. And now listen, we got a bite yesterday. Kevin Bushy's wife, Mary, has been very, very persistent. And we got a bite yesterday from one of the congressmen's media director. Responded, says, what's this all about? They gave me an opportunity to shoot an email and communicate with her about what it is that we're trying to do. Folks, understand, these calls matter. They matter. They matter. And then after you make the call and you get that name from the person that you want to contact, Jared, go over here and highlight Jared. Start with the Equal Justice Tour. These things that they can highlight and send to. Just right-click. Jared's right there. Just right-click all that stuff. Copy and paste it. Copy and paste it in an email. If they give you an email of someone that you can talk to in the office, just copy and paste that little bit right there, and that will get them going. Come on, man. Come on. Listen, we're just a few days out. We're only about 8 or 9 days out from going to Chappaqua. And if you're going to go, I understand some of you can't go. I understand. I understand some of you went last time and have come a long way. I understand. If you're going to go this time, please go to that website. It says contact and say, I'll be there. So we have some idea exactly who's coming. Yes, I'm going to rent cars and drive them out from Ohio again. And yes, this can become a meetup point again if we want to do that. And we have hesitated a little bit on putting some of the stuff on the website, the who, what, where, when, why. We've got June the 6th on there, and you will be back to work on Monday if you need to. You will be back on Monday. Our event's going to be on Saturday, travel on Sunday, home on Monday. That's the way we see it. So you travel out on the 5th, which is Friday. We get there on Saturday and do our thing on Saturday, and then you go home. And you go home. And we need as many of you as possible to be part of it. Matt, do you have anything you want to add to that, or Serge, somebody come on in here. Go ahead, Serge.
I just want to let people know, if they don't like calling on the phone, they could fax. I've been faxing everybody with that information that you just highlighted, Jerry just highlighted, and also the fax. Yep, the fax note there. And I'm also putting my name, my address, my email address, everything, so that if, you know, and I'm doing it not just once, I'm over and over and over.
It's free. It's free, right?
Exactly.
Call and fax. Listen. So when you send that fax, you send the first one in as Serge, and then you send the second one in as Serge's wife.
Yep.
Just continue to bombard them, folks. That fax machine is running their penal office, and wow, another one. Another one. We've got to give these guys some courage. We have to hold their feet to the fire.
Amen.
While you're doing it, fax it to your pastor. See if he'll do it. Can you imagine if all the churches rose up and did that? Well, that wouldn't be very Christ-like, would it? That wouldn't be showing the love of Jesus to Hillary. We can't be doing that. So, Matt, you got anything to add here today, bud? Mark Trump?
Yeah, just go in your prayer closet and pray. Right? That's not going to work. That's not, I mean, you know, we're called to prayer, Coach. However, we're also, you know, as you always say, and you're due, we got to go out on the street. We have to go out on the street. If everybody that is all fired up today about everything that's going wrong, we have to get out there, and this is the place that we have to. This is going to be the stepping stone that's going to get us to be able to run the cross flag up, to run the pictures of Jesus up, and tear down the LGBTQ XYZ flags.
And Matt, what if we put a stop to all this stuff next year? What if we start right now to put a stop to all this foolishness next year? We can't just always be reactionary, friends. There's a lot of different things that we can do. A lot of different things.
This is going to be the start of it, Coach, right here. We have to get this done. And we've already started. The heavy lifting's done. All you got to do is show up. You got to make the calls, or you got to help fund us. And you also, we also need that petition signed too. I said that yesterday, and I'm going to keep hammering that. Sign the petition as well, because that is going to go to Washington as well. Because after we're done this time in July, we have other steps that we're going to be taking and we're going to be doing, we're still going to move this forward because we are going to get Hillary Clinton arrested. She's going to get arrested on a warrant for felony charges. That's what we're not just doing this because we want to go to Chappaqua and just hang out. We're doing this because we are going to have justice happen on Hillary Clinton, Coach. That's the end game. This isn't about this. There is nothing else that this is about. This is about restoring our country the way God intended it to be. It's about taking away the two-tier justice system. It's about making it equal justice for all, not some.
Psalm 89.
We're making that. We're making that happen.
Psalm 89, Jared. I want to bring this back to your attention. Psalm 89, verse 14. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Not love and mercy, folks. Love and mercy aren't the habitation of his throne. Justice and judgment is where he lives. That's where God lives. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Now, thank God that God is merciful. Thank God for his mercy. But folks, if you think that God is going to ignore justice and judgment in his mercy, we got it wrong, see? We got it wrong. Because here's what God did. He saw the wickedness of the world and the wickedness of man. He saw it. And he said that the soul that sinneth, it must die. Soul that sins, it has to pay the price. The wages of sin, the Bible tells us, is death. And if you forget this very basic premise of Christianity, you miss the whole thing. When you sin, you die. That's the natural consequences of it. And a just God isn't going to break his rules just because he feels sorry for us. All right? He felt so sorry for us, in fact, that he sent his son, the God-man. He sent his son to execute justice. How did his son execute justice? Well, the wages of sin is death. All of humanity was trapped in sin with no way out. God couldn't let them out because he is just. He requires judgment. They had sinned, and the penalty for sin is death. He said, this ain't working. What am I going to do? He said, here's what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to send my son, the God-man, I'm going to send him, and I'm going to have him live for 30 years and prove to everybody that it can be done, that you can live a sinless life with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send my own son, and I'm going to have him live this perfect life, and then I'm going to turn him over to hell, and he is going to pay a debt he did not owe. He is going to become not a sacrificial lamb of boats and of bulls and goats. No. He is going to become the God-man, the perfect human sacrifice that will pay the price. Don't miss that. Pay the price of all sin. Everybody who sins, the soul that sins, it shall die. The wages of sin is death. And God was so just, he said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send my own boy. And I'm going to, he doesn't deserve it. If Jesus was not sinless, if Jesus had sinned, then his death was payment for his own sin. He had not sinned. And because he had not sinned, he lived that perfect life for 30 years. And then he said, okay, Father, I'm going to go do what you want me to do. I'm going to go destroy the works of the devil. I'm going to go hang on that cross, and I'm going to destroy sin, death, hell. I'm going to destroy it all because, Father, you require judgment and justice, and I will take upon me the sins of the world. I will pay that price for whosoever will accept it. And we're living in a culture and a society today where the Christian church is spitting on that sacrifice, saying, I'm okay, you're okay, live however you want to, we're under grace. Or as that woman said to me at that homo parade, nothing shall separate us from the love of God. Meaning, I can do whatever I want to, and God loves me. And folks, the central idea of Christianity for 1 John 3:8. Jared, pull it up real quick. Oh my goodness, I only got 5 minutes. 1 John 3:8. 1 John 3. Just start right there. Okay, stay right there, Jared. I'm going to read it quickly. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Can you believe that? We get to be called the sons of God. Why? Because his son paid the price. Therefore, the world doesn't know us because they didn't know him. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We know that when he shall appear, whatever it is, man, we're going to be like him because we're going to see him as he is. And every man that hath his hope in him purifies himself as even as he is pure. See, God forgives you, but you purify yourself. Every man that has this hope in him purifies himself. He turns from sin. Holy Spirit drives you away from sin. And whosoever committeth sin breaks the law. For sin is nothing more than the breaking of the law. And we know that he was manifested. Christ came to take away our sins. And in him there was no sin. Whosoever abideth in him doesn't sin. I haven't sinned yet today, I don't think. Whosoever doesn't sinneth not hath not seen him, and neither knows him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. And here we are. And for this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Holy smokes. It's all done. Been praying. He's just. He comes in judgment. He's just. When he returns in righteousness, he's going to judge and make war. Revelation 19. God's about justice. God is about justice. Why aren't we about justice? Why aren't we about judgment? If we're the very essence of who he is, why are we not full of judgment and justice? And see, mercy follows just judgment. We'll say that again. Scriptures tell us that. Mercy follows judgment, meaning you can't be forgiven of something until you've been found guilty of it. You cannot give mercy if you have not admitted you're guilty. That's called repentance. And we're living in a church age, in a church world where I'm okay, you're okay, God loves everybody. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And it is a false, misguided, misdirected, twisted gospel. That is not what the gospel says. The soul that sins, it shall die. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But folks, you have to receive the gift. You got to receive it. You have to say, I'm sorry, and receive that perfect sacrifice for your sin. If you have sinned, somebody's got to die. And somebody did. He already did. And he didn't die so that we can continue in our sins. God forbid, the Bible says. Where grace abounds, should sin abound? Oh, God forbid. No. For this purpose was the Son of Man manifest, he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, I'm on his team, and I'm going to work day and night, high and low, far and wide, to do the exact same thing that he did, help to destroy the works of the devil. That is our calling. That is our assignment. That is why he has brought us to his throne, to serve him, not sin. To fight for him, not against him. We are his body. We are his army. We are his representation here in this earth realm. And it is our job and our obligation that when we come into a relationship with Christ, that we love the things that he loves and we hate the things that he hates. And that we are to have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. That's 6 minutes of the gospel that you won't get in your everyday church. You have sinned, and you're going to pay for it, dude, unless you receive Christ who paid it for you. That's what it's all about. God bless you. We'll see you on Monday.